This is a special podcast produced on-site at ShishMed Connections 2025 in Dallas. As we talk with speakers and session leaders direct from the show floor, I'm Bill Klaproth, and we're joined by Mary Considine, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer, and Carrie Burke, Associate Vice President of Marketing, Communications, and Development, both from Ascenda Integrated Health. Mary and Carrie, welcome.
Thank you, Bill. We're thrilled to be here.
Thanks, Bill. Happy to be here.
I'm happy you're here and happy to talk to you both at ShishMed Connections 2025. Mary and Carrie are here to share how their Educate, Engage, Repeat strategy is transforming employee engagement across their organization. So this is really going to be fun. Mary, let me start with you. You help champion Ascenda's Educate, Engage, and Repeat strategy across the organization. What inspired this approach, and how did you connect internal communications and employer branding to drive engagement among such a large, dispersed workforce?
You know, it started back in 2019. We knew we could do better. In healthcare, you have mobile workforce, people are everywhere. We really needed a way to figure out how we could reach everybody. And that's the challenge, because everybody gets information differently. We have a mobile workforce. Some of them are app connected. Others are at a desk all day. And so we figured the problem was not the platform, but it was the strategy. And so for us, it was putting together the Educate, Engage, Repeat strategy and have everything fall in line with that. And so it works with our app. It works with our desktop intranet. It works with our email. It works with even individual events when we're trying to promote people to come to our annual staff event for recognition or our annual town hall event. We really implement this strategy with everything that we do. And what it's done is it's made things easier. Honestly, it has made our staff have to focus less on individual posts because everything is tied to our strategy. And we've really been able to move the needle. One of the things that we're really proud of is our intranet is up at 95% of our staff use it. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty staggering to us when we were starting off with like 5-10% of our staff using our intranet. So we've really been able to move the needle in lots of different areas, help with engagement, and help certainly develop our culture.
So Mary, you mentioned strategy several times. Carrie, let me ask you this. You were instrumental in putting this strategy into practice. Can you walk us through one or two practical tactics that really move the needle in reaching your mobile and multi-location workforce?
Yeah, so we want to make sure that anytime we are starting a new internal initiative that we always go back to the strategy. So we talk about educate. How are we going to first educate our employees? What does it look like engaging them? And what does the repeat stage look like? How are we going to make sure that it doesn't just stop after one time introducing it? So one way that we've been really successful with that is being a part of our new hire orientation. So not only do we participate in the two-day in-person introduction, but we take it a step further and do a three-series email. And so what that entails is having, we talk about what our intranet looks like and what to expect, show them how to use it, but then the email really reinforces that so that they can go back to it. So there's so much information that you learn in the first couple of days, first couple of weeks at any employment or any place of employment. So being able to see those emails and walk yourself through that at your own pace, we really have been successful in being able to do that. And the open rate is great. So we know people are utilizing the next part of that. So,
which has got to be a feel good, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned you built this so it wouldn't stop after one time. It's like, hey, we're doing this for the month, and then a month later we forget about it and on to something else.
Exactly.
So Mary, from your perspective as a senior leader, how do you make sure engagement isn't treated as a one and done, but instead becomes part of the culture? And what did it take to get executive buy-in to sustain momentum? Because that's always very important.
Yeah, I mean, it's data and dollars. We're really looking at the data and we're showing how the dollars are showing true ROI on everything we're doing. And so when we talk about internal communications, a lot of times senior leaders in particular think it's as this touchy-feely type of feel-good thing. But we, when we work with senior leaders, we're really talking about the data. We're really talking about how everything we're doing is moving the needle on employee retention. You know, it's moving the needle on our culture. Our staff satisfaction surveys are better. So we're able to show the data. We're able to show the return. We're able, again, to show the dollars as to why this investment means a lot to the organization, not just from a, oh, it's really nice that we have this pretty intranet and we have fun things that we post on there. But there is a strategy behind every fun post. So whether that is, you know, hey, kudos to the facilities team for redoing the lobby, it looks great, all the way up to just a fun post about a Motivation Monday. There is a strategy behind everything we do. Everything is tied to the strategy to make sure that we have true ROI on it. And so again, when we're talking about this, we're really focused on the data. We're really focused on the dollars. We're really focused on that return on investment.
So it sounds like you really thought everything through on this.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. This is a labor of love for us. We've been really working on this since 2019. Ooh. Things have not always gone great. But, you know, I think at this time, we're able to really show the return. We're really to show that we've moved the needle on culture at an organization that had a lot of challenges when it comes down to staff feeling engaged. And then COVID made everybody feel very disengaged. But we already had a lot of this in place before that happened. So we were really able to utilize that to help us keep people together, keep people focused, and really keep people feeling connected.
And I just want to say, data and dollars. Wasn't that a Clint Eastwood movie?
Possibly.
Am I wrong? Probably wrong, I think.
It might be, but it is how we talk to our leadership. It is how we get them to understand that what we're doing is really, we're not a cost center.
It's a great phrase.
Yep.
And I love how you put that because it really does put it into perspective.
Yeah.
So, Carrie, the session highlights how closely you worked with HR, which is another important component of this. What did that collaboration look like day to day, and how did it help align messaging and make engagement more measurable?
Well, it really had to come from building a partnership and really treating it as a partnership and seeing how we don't want to take ownership of communication. It really is being able to look at who's important in all of this, and that is our staff, our employees. So working with them to have a better process and making sure that what they want out there is getting to the right people in the right way and just working together in that matter. It took a little while. It wasn't something that just, oh yes, let's do this. You know, it really took coming to the table. What is this going to look like? Who's going to do what? And coming from the creative side and bringing the information and really meshing that together in a good way.
So you had to get buy-in and then the process together so it all works and fits together. So Mary, I imagine this has strengthened Ascenda's external brand. What changes have you seen in your reputation as an employer and care provider since launching this initiative?
It's been really revolutionary for us because I think that when we have staff talking about how much they like where they work and how they feel connected about where they work, not only does that help bring in new fabulous employees, but that also helps bring in clients and patients that need care. And so you think about being in line in a store, and you always hear people talking, and we want somebody to hear somebody saying how great they love where they work. And we want them to have their Ascenda swag on when they're doing it, because it could be the opposite. And I think that we were at one point probably the opposite, where people felt very disconnected, they felt disenchanted, they felt burnt out. But you really, the work that we're doing, we're listening. And we're trying to grow based on what staff is telling us. And we want people to feel connected. Our employee satisfaction surveys don't lie. And they really are telling us what we need to know, what's working, what's not working. But top workplace awards for flexibility and culture. We were very excited this year to win an award specifically for top workplace culture. And that really speaks a lot to the work that we're doing. It speaks a lot to the partnerships that we have with HR and the other teams. And it really speaks to the employee experience.
Well, you mentioned it helps bring in new employees. I would imagine it helps in retention as well.
Absolutely. I mean, retention is key. We're in healthcare right now. People are leaving at an alarming rate, and we do not have the employees to come and take those positions. I mean, it's just, we're all looking for the same people. And so keeping our people happy, keeping our people engaged is just so important. And it comes back to that data and dollars. It's all about the bottom line. And when people speak about the touchy-feeliness of internal communications, they're really missing the point. The point is keeping people engaged, keeping people employed, and keeping them at that workplace. And they love it.
You know, at this point, we just call it D&D.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I like it.
You know, D&D. Yeah. How'd you guys do it? D&D. You know. So, Carrie, every engagement strategy has its surprises. So, looking back, what were some of your biggest lessons learned? What worked better than expected, and what might you tweak if you were starting over?
So, I'll tell you one thing that is just universally loved, and that is pets.
Okay, I like it.
So we've done some things where we've done in contests, winning things, right? And so we did something this year where we turned the March Madness tournament into an internal campaign all about pets. So we had people submit their pets for the contest. They got their cards of their name, their loves, just fun facts about their pets. And people got to vote on their favorite pet every week. And we brought in more engagement for people. And we can see, you can tell on the back end, looking at the analytics, are we getting new users? Are we getting, you know, looking at the engagement skyrocket? And it just blew our socks off.
Like, yeah.
We did not see that happening.
It was fun to watch behind the scenes of how many people were engaged and bringing in their colleagues. You can tell, vote for my pet. And it was really fun.
Such a cool idea. Well, people are proud of their pets and they always want to show them off, right? So what a great idea.
Yeah.
I love that. That is really cool. And when you were talking about something universally loved, at first, I thought you were going to say the Shishmet podcast.
Okay,
well,
true.
Okay, that's coming.
Yes, okay.
They will love it when we introduce it.
That's Educate, Engage, Repeat 2.0.
Exactly.
Okay, I love that. This has been a great discussion. I want to thank you both for stopping by our podcast booth today. Before we wrap up, I would love to get final thoughts from each of you. Anything you want to add? Mary, let's start with you.
Yeah, I think our message really is to start small. I mean, I think that one of the things that we did that worked really well was we rebranded our communications. We kind of personified it with like this graphic, and really it didn't cost us anything. We got the graphic on Stuttershock. We did all the creativity in-house, but we rebranded it. We named it something. We made it really proprietary to our organization, so it felt special. My message is start small. I mean, there's lots of little things that you can do to increase engagement. And again, we have the strategy that's scalable, it's worked, it's been very successful to us, but you don't have to like full on have this big strategy. You really can start small, and it's really those small details that make the big difference.
Great advice, start small. And Carrie, how about you? Final thoughts.
I think you don't have to come up with a brand new idea every time. You can look at what your organization already has in place that is engaging part of your workforce, and seeing how you can expand that to include more of your workforce, bringing that higher connection and bringing people together. Everybody has something that's going on that they can just really say, how can we make this better?
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, thank you both. This has really been fun. I really enjoyed it. Mary and Carrie, thank you.
Thank you,
Bill.
And I was joking earlier before the podcast, these two would make a great morning show. Mary and Carrie in the morning.
It's coming.
It's coming.
We'll do it.
That is 3.0. It's coming, people. All right. Thank you again. We appreciate it. Once again, that is Mary Considine and Carrie Burke. And a recording of Mary and Carrie's presentation recording will be available to members during ShishMed Connections virtual conference. So make sure you check that out. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels. And please subscribe so you get every episode chock full of goodness, people, of great healthcare strategists, marketers, topics, and solutions. And to access our full podcast library, visit shishmed.org/podcasts. I'm Bill Klaproth. This has been a production of Dr. Podcasting. See ya.